From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Access to justice will be bolstered for persons in rural and inner-city communities with the acquisition of a mobile legal aid unit. With support from international donor partners, the Legal Aid Council, and the Ministry of Justice.
With the advent of CSJP3, our new board chair at the council, our executive director, and the team at CSJP, we have now got the reality of the bus that we have long been waiting for. It's part of the justice reform agenda, and it falls within the CSJP program.
Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. The use of effective alternative justice services in targeted communities will be strengthened under the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP's Community Justice Services component following the acquisition of a mobile unit for legal aid services.
As the CSJP evolves, we continue to have our lessons learned. And with each phase of the program, we institute certain strategic shifts in order to improve our service delivery, and this is with the aim of becoming even more impactful.
Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator CSJP Patrice Nephew. The community governance process will also be enhanced, with community leaders gaining useful information that they can share with other residents whenever the state-of-the-art bus visits.
There are many reasons to celebrate this launch of this mobile unit. Firstly, it supports the ministry's strategic priority in improving access to justice. It allows us to push into the rural and inner city communities. We can also achieve getting legal representation to persons who cannot now afford counsel, such as the mentally ill, the vulnerable, and many other persons.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. The alternative justice services include, but are not limited to, legal aid, restorative justice, victim support services, and dispute resolution.
It's fantastic that we've got the launch of this justice component today, and I really hope that 2017 is a year of justice components and launches for CSJP. And I also hope actually that my department and my government can go a little bit further and that we are able to announce some additional bilateral support in the justice sector this year.
Country representative in Jamaica for the Department for International Development, DFID, David Osborne.
Our work with the Citizen Security and Justice Program through a multi-intervention approach seeks to improve security and justice for people in targeted communities in Jamaica to ensure that government services are better coordinated and understood at the local level.
Head of Cooperation for the High Commission of Canada, Walter Burnick. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says the unit will be rolled out in Canaan Heights, Maypin on Tuesday, January 17, and in the 50 CSJP targeted communities across the island over the next 3 months.
You're targeting the communities that are really in need of these services to foster employment, training, and reduction of violence.
Let me thank the Inter-American Development Bank, UKAID, Canada Global, for the tangible support that has been provided in acquiring this bus. Our international partners have been extremely supportive.
That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.